This is your 12th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Brad Hawkins, and it was kind of a crazy day the other day in the Senate with a bill that would reopen the economy.
Well, that's been a very interesting bill. This is Senate Bill 5114, sponsored by our Senate Minority Leader John Braun out of Centralia, and co-sponsored by many people in our caucus. We had a hearing last week. There were over 1,500 people that signed up to testify. They essentially packed the virtual committee room with testimony to reopen the state of Washington to at least move to this phase two. And then we weren't sure as committee members if the chair was actually going to hold a vote on the bill. So without getting the responses back on what the indication was on that, we decided the ranking member of that committee made a motion to advance the bill. I seconded the motion as a member of the committee, and we tried to move that bill out of there. And the chair took a break, and then he came back after the recess and immediately adjourned the meeting and shut it down. But we really wanted to take that stand to try to provide some transparency in the process and force a vote on a very important bill.
Well, when that didn't work, Senate Republicans tried something else later that evening.
So the Senate Republicans tried a procedural maneuver, which is called going to the ninth order, when we're allowed to waive rules, bring a bill to the floor that is stuck in committee. After we had a fierce debate on a few different things on the Senate floor, we took that step. It's an unusual step. Sometimes it only occurs about once per legislative session, but we felt that Senate Bill 5114 and reopening our economy was so important to so many businesses and families out there who are struggling that we wanted to bring this bill to the floor. Again, we tried in committee. It didn't work. And so we're trying every tactic we have to bring it to the floor for a full vote of the Washington State Senate. We made our best effort to do that, but unfortunately, it was not successful. The governor made some announcements changing some of the reopening plans. It's just becoming really difficult for members of the legislature to keep up with all the changes the governor's making to keep the economy closed.
That's your 12th District Legislative Update with Brad Hawkins. I'm Tracy Ellis.